Can I share with you guys real quick why I still think about it because I'll forget it? Sure. Totally shamed by another mom on my trip to Disney.
What happened?
So
the eye roll that you just did is awesome.
There I was. Now, Loren, you know, you're a Floridian. You know Disney has their huge fireworks show every night.
Yes.
We were at Epcot for the Around the World fireworks show, which is different than the one at the Magic Kingdom and different at the one at Animal Kingdom. Okay, so do they? I don't even know if they do one at Animal Kingdom. It might scare the animals. But anyway.
Epcot's got the big one.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to make the croc mad by lighting off a firework. So I'm at the Around the World, which Roy is so cool because it's got all these countries around a lake, and each country has like two or three restaurants and different little stands that represent different little, you know, walk up food spots that represent that area. Canada, Great Britain,
Mexico, Japan,
Morocco, Japan, China, and Germany.
Sure.
Just to name a couple. So, and it's all around the lake. Each country, you know, goes around the lake. So the fireworks are starting. And there's a bench. And then Disney has these little ledges that are about, I don't know, maybe 3 feet off the ground. And there's plants inside of them. And, and it's like, you know, like a bowl.
Okay.
And so it goes all the way around like the shape of a football. But inside are bushes and plants and stuff.
Yeah,
but you can sit on the ledge. So Amanda and her mom went to go get some food, and I wanted to get a spot to watch the fireworks. So I put Dean up on the ledge. Here's where things go bad.
Oh.
With that, this woman comes over and says, "Oh, honey, get down."
And
I'm like, "No, and you're standing right beside your child."
I said, "Who's she talking to?"
She's the police.
Who?
You think it's going to be like park security telling your kid to get down. You turn around, it's somebody else's mom.
Right. I was like, and is she talking to her kid? Is her kid behind me? No, she was talking to Dean and put her hand out to get Dean down off the ledge.
Ooh.
So he was like looking, and because she was holding her hand out, and he's looking at me.
Stranger danger.
And I go, no, it's okay. She's like, no, it's not. That's a steep fall. She goes, I have three kids of my own. Trust me, I know, with like this weird grin on her face. And I was like, no, it's all right. Her, you know, mom and grandma are going to be here soon, so all of us will keep an eye on it.
Right.
She goes, okay. And walked back over to the other side of, like, the bowl. Like, she came over.
Just for this one
thing. Just to tell Dean. She goes, oh, not to me. She goes, oh, honey, get down.
Yeah.
Well, how far is the fall?
You said it was like only three feet high.
Dean jumped off when we left.
And she's worried about it.
I want to be like, oh, I told Amanda she was hot.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know what it is, but some people feel the need to get into your family business. Like, even as a new mom, I feel like I had so many people telling me different things like, oh, you know, don't take your son out in public until he's 2 months old, or he can't get on a plane. You're taking him to Florida for Christmas. He's only 6 or 7 weeks old, you know? And I'm like, relax. I talked to my doctor. Like, I know this is my first go round at this, but I think I got it.
What is up with everyone? Like, everyone wants to give moms advice. Like, every mom wants to tell another mom how to be a mom.
Yeah, butt out, butt in, ski.
Yeah. My sister dealt with that exact same thing. Everybody had an opinion.
And, you know, there's some times that I solicit the advice, but I'll let you know if I want your opinion.
Yeah. Hey, jump on the phone real quick. We have about 5 minutes here to grab your calls. When did someone butt in when you totally were like, ugh? Mind your own business. Did someone just totally butt in on your business? And maybe it happened a long time ago, because this I'll never forget.
Of course.
I will never forget that moment at Disney when some woman came over and held her hand out to Dean and said, oh, honey, get down from there.
Mm-hmm.
Right in front of me. I was watching him. It wasn't like I was wandering off.
Right.
704-570-9595. You can always tweet at the MRO show.
That was a good one. Then another one was,
oh boy,
while we're waiting for your calls on when someone didn't mind their own business and said something to you, how annoyed were you? We go to watch a show in like one of the theaters inside Disney, and it was at night. Magic Kingdom on Sunday night, by the way, is the best time to go. There's no one there.
Mm-hmm.
So we just ran rampant around the park. And I forget what we were going to see, but we were in a theater. And the guy says on the announcement, because he says it on every announcement, no matter if it's Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday night at 9:30, he says, move all the way down the aisle. move all the way down the aisle to let everyone in. Well, when there's nine people in the theater, you don't need to move all the way down the aisle, right? So Amanda, her mom, myself, and Dean get in, and we kind of sit in the middle of the aisle. With that, a family of four comes up. Now, there's an opening in the seats in front of us and an opening in the seats behind us to be in the middle.
Right.
So she's British, and she's like, slide all the way down. Slide all the way down.
Wait, the person that came in told you to slide down?
Yep, she's saying
another
that.
Another parent.
Right. I'm all the way at the end. Grandma is in the other end, and Amanda and Dean are in the middle. And so I go, no, we're staying. And she goes, really? I go, yeah, really. We're staying. We're not moving. No, there's plenty of seats for everyone. We want to be in the middle. We're staying.
Right.
And then so grandma moved down just a touch. And then finally she sat next to grandma. But she could have sat behind us or in front of us to be right in the middle of the theater.
Right.
Move all the way down. Okay, filthy, I don't need you.
Filthy row followers.
Yeah, come on. James and Charlotte, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Wren Show.
Hi.
Hey, James, did you have a moment where somebody didn't mind their own business?
Yes. A friend of ours that lived in our neighborhood, our son would go over to their house because they had a child the same age. The lady cut his hair because she thought it was too long.
Do you know how mad I would be if somebody cut my hair, my kid's hair, without me telling me?
My wife come unhinged.
Oh, my gosh.
That was one of those I had to intervene. I said, okay, let's.
Oh, my God.
I'll go over and talk to her.
Wow.
And she just said, well, his hair was getting really long, and I know you guys are busy. And I was like, no.
Well, maybe you wanted to talk to us first, because some people grow their kids' hair out.
Yeah, there might be a plan.
Yeah, so that was, we weren't real close friends after that.
No, yeah. I can imagine. But out. Thanks, James.
This is Rhonda in Lincolnton. Hey, Rhonda, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Wren Show.
Good morning.
Morning.
So I was at Walmart, and I was standing beside the bench. You know, they just got the little benches right in the door as soon as you walk in. And my son, he'll be four in June. And I was standing beside the bench, and he was standing up beside me. And this lady walks up, and she's like, you have to sit down before you fall. I was like, what? Huh. Who are you?
Was she brunette? Was she brunette about five two?
Like it's a trend.
No, yeah. She was probably about 5 foot, mm-hmm. but she was really blonde headed. And but I was like, I said some words that I can't say on the radio.
Yeah,
but
ooh.
I was pretty mad. I was like, I'm his mother. I'm right here.
Right.
He is fine. Don't. Who are you?
Oh,
yeah.
I was mad too. And then Amanda came back. And she wanted to go over. And I was like, nah,
if I was
just
Amanda,
leave it.
I would have went over there. I do not care. You would not have stopped me. I would have went over there.
Rhonda, this woman put her hand out to grab Dean and get him down.
I'd be like, don't touch my kid. He's fine.
See, my husband would have been like, you need to step away. Before
yeah. I was at the happiest place on earth, so I didn't want to get into a tizzy, you know. But
you're
I
a
feel
person.
You.
It's crazy. You try to have a good time with your family, and it's. Nobody wants what to happen.
That's right. Although Rhonda was in Walmart, a lot of people will also say Wally World is the happiest place on earth, and
that's
Disney's
true.
Not.
That's very so. True. You can continue the conversation on our socials at the MRL Show.
Still to come.
I got to hear yesterday's War of the Roses. You guys did a new one?
Yes. So Brooke thinks her man Chad is cheating. Now, he doesn't send the flowers to another girl. He actually sends the flowers to his mom, yet the relationship still crumbles apart.
How?
You'll find
see.
Out. Yeah, it comes up less than 10 minutes.
Kiss 95.1 is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So some random woman, while I was at Epcot Center watching the fireworks, came up and held her hand out and told Dean he shouldn't be standing on basically a bench.
Mm-hmm. She just butted in when she really had no right.
Totally mind your own business moment. I'm with him. I'm his father. He's perfectly safe.
But some people feel like they know best, and you're wrong, they're right, and they want to insert their opinion on you.
But it wasn't even sweet, Roy. It wasn't even like, sorry, it's just the mother in me or anything
right.
like that. Oh, he's making me nervous.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that. I was like, he's fine, and she kind of walked away. She's like, well, I'm
then
a mother.
Attitude.
I know. I have three kids. I know best.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. If I had a size 10 shoe, I was wearing a sandal. If I had a size 10 shoe,
you would have...
Mm-hmm. You know, I would pop her in the behind. That's mm-hmm. my thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the aunt stole her Mickey Mouse ears.
Stomped on
got
him.
That yeah. right. Mm, well. Jeez, Loren. You always go...
Wow.
Oh, that was too far.
Too
yeah.
far.
Stomping on Mickey ears.
You're at Disney. Calm down.
Hi, good morning, Jennifer.
Jennifer and Charlotte.
Hi.
Hey, thank you so much for taking the time to call the Manny Roy and the Wren Show.
Absolutely. So, yeah, so a couple of years ago, I was with a friend of mine who had two little boys at the time,
Her oldest was 3 years old. And they had, in my opinion, foolishly decided to drive to and from Raleigh to Charlotte in one day. And so their three-year-old had not had his nap that day. And so at like 5 o'clock, when we're having dinner, he's kind of having a little bit of a meltdown. And the lady behind us taps my friend on the shoulder, and she was very nice, but basically was telling her that her son had sensory issues and that she needed to buy her son all of these like things to help him. So almost told my friend that her son was autistic.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Like, and she didn't say the word, but it was pretty obvious that's where she was headed with it.
And you're like, he just missed a nap. Like, relax.
And even if she did sense that, like, the cool way to do it, Jennifer, would be like, hey, here's my email address. There's some things that, you know, I don't even know how to get down
that
route.
I don't even know that there's no cool way to do that. Like, just mind your own business.
Right.
Exactly.
MYOB. Butt out, Budinsky. Thanks, Jen.
This is John in Charlotte. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing, Roy?
Hey, bud. We're doing well. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Wren Show.
Thanks. So I have a son who's 7 now, but when he was about a year and a half or 2 years old, I was had him at this playground in Blakeney, and it's this playground that has this like soft surface, and they have these little tiny spinning things that spin really quick. So, of course, he's on that. He's flying 100 miles an hour. He comes flying off of it, lands on his head, slides about 3 or 4 feet on his head.
John's laughing.
All these mothers come rushing over like it's the end of the world. Okay, and I'm kind of old school, rub some dirt on it. Mm-hmm. It's tough. We mountain bike, we kayak, we race BMX, so he's tough. So they just start, you know, going crazy, and he looks like he's about to start bawling because of all this attention. I start shooing people away. I'm like, no, he's okay. Leave him alone.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens.
You know, I really do. I believe that kids react how you react. So
if
everyone's freaking out, of course your kid's going to freak out.
Exactly. That's exactly what happens. I've seen it 100 times. So I shoo everybody away. He plays for a little while. About 10 minutes later, I look over at him, and his head's kind of red. And I'm like, oh, this is not good.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, maybe we need to leave. But as he comes walking over, this lady comes over and starts going crazy on me.
Mm.
I mean, like, this is why kids have a mother. And
Whoa.
I said, hey, this is my kid. Back up. I'll raise him the way I want to raise him.
You said that to her?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good.
Nobody's going to come tell me how to raise my
kid. What would you have said to the lady at Epcot?
Oh, yeah, I would have done exactly. I would have probably not have been as nice as you were.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's just in my nature because, like, Roy Loren and I always, like, you know, because we're in the public eye and you never know who's watching. That's why, like, if I'm at Harris Teeter or I'm at Walmart or Target with my wife and Amanda's like, where were you? Where you walked away? I'm like, shh. Somebody could be watching us.
Yeah.
Not that we live a perfect life, but still, it's like, so I don't ever want to have a confrontation in public.
Right, and everyone's too afraid to
higher road.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks, John.
And, like, of course, that would Manny would get to an argument, and then you'd get a tweet, hey, saw you at Harris Teeter.
Right.
Like, oh, great.
The worst thing would be for that person to say to another friend, like, because I heard this about our competition. Someone had a bad experience with our competition in public and told all of their friends. I was at a party.
So then they don't want to listen
and then
or
it
be
got
part
back
of the
to
radio.
Me.
Right.
Exactly. And they're like, and it wasn't even really that bad. It was just like someone had an open argument with somebody in public, with somebody on the radio. And I was like, life happens.
Yeah.
But people don't want to see that about you.
Mm-hmm.
People want, you know, they want to know that, you know,
you're perfect. There
for, exactly. We're not.
Definitely not. I see red all the time. I got a tweet from Heather. She says that she was a teen mom and her son was maybe 2, cranky in the store parking lot, and a random person said, oh, maybe you need to make him take a nap.
Yeah, mind your own business.
Yeah.
Hey, keep them coming and use the hashtag mind your own business. Send them to our socials at the MRL show. How about the person who sent us a message early this morning and said that their son's hair was long, so the neighbors cut his hair without their permission.
I would have definitely had a conversation there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the style looked pretty good. The parent liked the new hairstyle, but it was still messed up.
That's like going into somebody's living room and rearranging their furniture. It's not yours.
Yeah, I mean, it was great feng shui. Thank you. But, I mean, that's just inappropriate.
Say it with me. Butt out, Budinsky.
Check, check, mic check, 1, 2. This.